I'm Marco Werman. Here on The World, covering immigration stories is important to us. It's one of the ways we highlight how we Americans interact with the world around us, the world in our own front yard. And we begin today with a story about one particular group of immigrants, refugees. Every year, the U.S. welcomes tens of thousands of refugees from all over the globe, and many find themselves restarting life in some of America's coldest states. Here's Laura Yuen of Minnesota Public Radio on how some newcomers are prepping for their first winter there.
Lifelong Minnesotans pride themselves on their hardiness, but the cold weather lessons ingrained in them since childhood must be taught to some of their newest neighbors.
So one of the things is to be sure to dress warmly.
Liz Ross is in a conference room in St. Paul, clicking through a slideshow with pictures of mittens and boots. It's part of a cultural orientation for refugees here, and about a dozen people, most of them ethnic Karen from Myanmar, watch closely. Adapting to winter is a huge part of their new life here. One young man, A Sa Mu, just flew in from a refugee camp in Thailand the night before, and he still has on the flip-flops he wore on the plane. Mu tells me through a translator that he's anxious about getting through the winter.
This is my first time. I did not know that it would be cold like this.
Other refugees trade stories about the runny noses and headaches they've already experienced in Minnesota because of the cold. But the next slide on the screen causes some faces to recoil in horror.
So, this is what frostbite looks like. It's ugly.
It's a picture of a man whose swollen fingers look like purple potatoes. With that cautionary tale, Liz Ross takes the newcomers outside to a large frozen patch in a parking lot. They're about to learn an essential Minnesota skill.
We're going to walk across the ice very slowly and keep looking down.
The class slowly shuffles across the ice, many of them wearing donated snow boots they just got today. The wind howls and the ice is treacherous. And even though it's a Minnesota pastime to complain about the weather, no one's grumbling here. Jingwei, too, smiles while sporting his new, gently worn wool coat.
I'm happy and cold.
Happy and cold.
It's a similar scene in Minneapolis, just across the Mississippi River from St. Paul. That's where refugees from Somalia have been arriving in large numbers ever since civil war broke out in the early 90s. And for years, Mahmoud Noor has led a social service agency helping Somalis integrate. I meet him while he drops in on an English 101 class filled with recent arrivals.
When did you come to
I came here 15 years ago.
Wow. Noor remembers tasting the first snowflakes he'd ever seen. Kind of a magical moment, he says, but nothing back in East Africa prepared him for the concept of finger-numbing cold.
That psychological mentality is not there. You hear about it until you experience it. Nobody can tell you what it is.
But he sees how quickly people adapt. In Minnesota, Somali women start wearing multiple layers of leggings beneath their loose, flowing dresses. Noor's colleague, Bastea Jama, who's from Somalia, shares one of the first tips she got. Wear double socks.
Because in Africa, we don't have those thick socks, so they have to wear two or three of them.
Abdurrahman Mukhtar, who also works with refugees, then shows me some videos on YouTube that some Somali-American journalists here made that show what blizzards look like in Minnesota.
Chicago, Wisconsin, in Minnesota.
There are clips of giant snow plows clearing the highways or of Somali residents digging out their cars from snow. Mukhtar says these clips are a way to shatter the myths some people in Somalia have of America being easy.
Most people think when you go to America, it's a rich country. The money is, you know, laying on the ground and you can easily be rich quickly. But they never think about all the other struggles or challenges that we deal with, whether it's the weather, the language, the unemployment.
But despite those hardships, thousands of new refugees call Minnesota home every year. And they're becoming Minnesotans in the process, armed with ice scrapers and new parkas. For The World, I'm Laura Yuen, Minneapolis.